The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Let's do it.
All right, let's get to this Friday, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. We are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room.
Yep.
It is a nice, packed, busy, busy Friday. Everybody's getting in on the action today, as they should be, man. You got the December high hands starting tomorrow. You can win up $1,000 every 30 minutes. Qualifying begins at 10 a.m. with hands starting from 10:30 to 12 p.m., 12:30 to 2 a.m. Lots going on. I want to start off with this, though.
We have an
enemy that needs to be called out. He has crossed the family.
Yes.
Because we are here at the poker room, and our guy Tony Burns, who runs things over here, we have brought up many a times his chickens. It in fact started it snowballed our chicken and egg segment, our infamous chicken and egg segment. And I'm friends with Tony on Facebook. And so yesterday he posts up a picture, and it is him in a chicken coop. And it says on there, went to go get the eggs, all the eggs were eaten. And in the corner is a little monster.
Possum.
Got them all. And this thing looked vicious.
It looked vicious. All you can see is the two little teeth. He turned and looked.
Beady little eyes.
So he is now an enemy of the show.
This show now lives by the creed, F possums.
That's right.
We are done with the possums. It's enough of their nonsense. We've dealt with this with Leroy, where he had a possum play possum in his house.
Yep.
I've had a possum attack my dog before. We've had that monster possum that's from Gatorland. I don't trust it. And I'm just tired of their act. I'm tired of them. And everybody's going, oh, they're harmless. First of all, nothing with those sharp little teeth is harmless. If it really wanted to turn on the rabies gene, it could go after you. And you never know if it's alive, because it could go play possum.
Yeah.
Get the old sneak attack on you.
Right.
Can't trust it. Can't trust it. And you don't go and take a bunch of people's eggs. That's not proper behavior, possums.
So that's it. Done. So it is written. So it is done.
You have been called out, possum.
Enemy of the show.
We're done with you. We're done with your nonsense. I'm tired of you being nocturnal. I'm tired of your sneak attacks. It's over. You don't just come up in here, take a friend of the show, and eat all that man's chicken eggs. Fertile or unfertile. I don't even know. You might have eaten birds. I don't know if you ate the chicken menstruation. I don't know. But what I do know is that was a real bastard move by you. And you and your kind are not welcome around here anymore.
Not welcome.
Nope.
Yep.
This is a possum-free show. No more. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
The Heat going to try to be playing possum tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis. 8 o'clock tip-off. And apparently, Son Whiteside supposed to be back from his paternity leave.
Good. Because it's going to be one of those games. This is a Hassan Whiteside game.
Maybe.
Huh?
Maybe.
Why?
Well, I mean, like, you know, Marcus Gasol starts getting out there at that three-point line.
Doing the free throw three.
Hassan's biting.
That's what I call it. Free throw three. He doesn't jump. They just shoot it like free throws.
Yep. It's a good team, man. What else we got, Robbie?
Well, Carson Wentz, this is weird. He said he's facing a three-month recovery for his stress fracture, but they haven't ruled. I mean, he's probably not going to play this Sunday, but they haven't like ruled him out for the season yet. But he's facing a three-month recovery.
It's kind of weird.
Wait. Common misconception. Possums don't get rabies.
Whatever. Whatever evil they have in that. Tell me you look into a possum's eyes and you don't see pure evil.
No, I do.
It is an endless pool of bad.
Yep.
It's not like a raccoon. A raccoon will fool you. Oh, it's so cute. It's got the little bandit mask.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those are the nastiest animals in the world.
They are nasty because they'll eat your garbage. But I can get duped by a raccoon. Oh, you're so cute. I like you, raccoon.
Now, those carry disease.
Yeah. They're disgusting. But
they'll
adorable.
They'll mark their territory. They'll follow you around. Yeah.
Even still, adorable. Adorable. Possum. A possum is gnarly. It looks like a mistake. Hey, rat tail.
Anybody ever seen a cartoon with a cute possum?
Nope.
Nope.
Plus, they hang upside down. That's another thing that's...
Do they?
Yeah.
But they don't look cute in general, so you can't actually kind of make them cute.
But even in all the animal movies...
Like a raccoon's
movies,
got the cool little mask on it.
Even in all of the cartoons, animal cartoons, talking animals, whatever, never a possum.
Hate them. Hate them. What else we got, Robbie?
Well, this one is an interesting story. Joakim Noah, he said the reason why he struggled with the New York Knicks was because he was too lit. Quote.
Huh?
Yeah, he said he partied too much in New York. Kind of like J.R. Smith when he's on the Knicks.
I could see that. I mean, they gave him a lot of money. And he's not getting coached by Thibodeau anymore. He's probably like, time to cut loose. And you know that Phil Jackson wasn't doing anything. He was off in Montana smoking so much weed.
Yeah, like, so what was he going to tell him? Weed.
All Joakim Noah is going to do is like, hey, Zen Master, what a book you gave me. He goes, yeah. Probably smoking weed together, the two of them.
Remember Pat? I mean, remember when he was coaching, he had to have that special chair?
Oh, like a he sat up there like a gargoyle. He's a hater. I don't like Phil Jackson.
You don't like Phil Jackson?
Nah. Nah. Remember when the Heat got the big three together and he goes, oh, this is not going to work. It's Xbox basketball. Shut up. Xbox basketball. Ooh, what's your genius, Phil? Oh, get two of the best shooting guards of all time? Genius. Oh, you have the most dominant center ever? Wow. That's not video game stuff at all.
He had forced trades on.
Ass clown.
Man.
What?
I think we got off to the possum screwed up our show.
No.
Because now we got a hate list within the first 15 minutes of the show.
Well, he's not doing anything. I saw he was apparently at the Lakers facility the other day. Don't let LeBron see him. I don't know who let him in.
LeBron doesn't like him?
What? He had that posse coming.
You don't remember that?
Oh.
Where he told LeBron's posse to stay in their lane, basically?
Yeah, but
LeBron did not care for
wait,
that.
The person who runs the team... Is she still dating?
Nah, they're not.
No, I think conflict of interest.
In fact, that breakup came right after that. Probably because they knew LeBron was in the bag.
Well, and I think because he took that Knicks job and there was like a conflict of interest or something, so that's why that had to happen.
Yeah.
Mm. Now he doesn't have that Knicks job anymore.
Nope. Just farming in Montana. Probably looking for shrooms.
And possums. All
right. Him and Josh McRoberts just going on spirit quests. McRoberts.
He's not playing basketball, is he?
No, he's off somewhere. He's probably at Joshua Tree looking for the meaning of life. You see him? Does he look like he wants to play basketball anymore? No.
Well,
he's living off the millions he stole from Mickey Arison.
So was Noah last year.
Yep. Agreed. Agreed, he was. Anything else, Robbie?
Oh, yeah. It looks like Xavier Howard, that he's officially doubtful for Sunday's game, although he was testing out his knee today in practice. So
but didn't they say he might be out for the whole year?
I don't know. Because Gase is like, oh, I'm not going to rule him out. And then they were saying probably maybe one more week. I mean, you said when he got the surgery, you're like, that's going to be at least two.
Right, because I've never, you don't have surgery and then come right back. I mean, look, anytime you have something invasive – they are doing something in there, and mm-hmm. needs time to heal. So depending on how minimal, like if they just came and if they did like a debridement, which is you got some particles moving around, they take that out. Even that takes time to heal because you are moving around in there.
Sure.
So a couple of weeks is kind of quick, but if that's all they did and they didn't have to fix anything, I could see him returning. But we don't know exactly what the surgery was. So to just say he's out because he had knee surgery is not accurate, but to say that they didn't really do anything because he's trying to come back, he could come back sooner, is also, we don't know.
I got a question, man. How do you think Anthony Lynn is able to coach with just such big cantaloupes in his pants? Because it's got to be hard patrolling that sideline with just a couple of grapefruits just strolling there.
Wait, let me explain something to you. It was 28-14, and it didn't look like the Chargers were going to do nothing. And so let me just tell you how Leroy works. When you kind of get the gist of it, you go head on
oh, no.
and go to sleep. Like, for example, when Robbie texted us the other night and said, this is going to be an early night, and the score is 22-4.
Oh, yeah, that you can go to sleep for that.
I gave it another hour, right?
A little peek.
Yeah, realized that it wasn't getting any better. Night-night.
Time to move
How
on.
Bad was it in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I went to bed last night. It was 5 minutes left to go in the game, and it was 28-14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, with a team that's only scoring 14 points and they haven't moved the ball all night, well, they have moved the ball, but Phillip Rivers kept throwing picks in the end zone.
Yeah, he had a bad first half.
I'm thinking it's just a matter of whether they cover or not, right?
Yep.
Because you know Phillip Rivers is notorious for –
for the old comeback ending up losing by 3 or 7.
Right.
Yep.
I get up and check my phone, and I see a text from Beast. Damn, 500-mile rule, you jinxed it.
I did.
it's hard to jinx something that's ironclad, right? Though. It's the first time.
Right. Is that the first time all year that
– There was one other time where Denver beat the Cardinals against the 500-mile rule. In fact, this year
– I remember that one.
Yeah, that was a blowout. That was a dome, and the Cardinals were really bad. 5-2-1 this year, the 500-mile rule has hit. Before that game, it was 5-1.
Okay. So, we've been doing it, what, 3 years?
Three years.
How about the way they won? Like, was onions.
Now, but here's the thing. I make you, Anthony Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
You're already in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're in Kansas City.
Yeah.
To be in that spot right there, you feel fortunate.
Yep.
Why not go for the win?
It's a fine point, and also like they're still in the same spot. They're still in that bogus five seed because of the stupid wild card.
Right, exactly.
So they really, I mean, look, now they can go and gain.
Now they can go and gain. Now Kansas City can't slip up.
But there really wasn't too much to lose if they didn't win.
There was nothing to lose because regardless of the only way they have a chance of moving out of the five spot is if they overtake Kansas City. They're not going to overtake Kansas City if they don't win that game. You're still going to be in the fifth spot because you're by far, you might even be the second or third best team in the AFC.
Yep.
But you're by far one of the top teams in the AFC. It's just unfortunate that one of the best teams in the AFC is also in your division.
We'll get more into this on the other side, and plus we'll get into Dolphins-Vikings next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is a Football Friday here from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. People getting in on all the action. Head on over to the Hard Rock Event Center. Snoop's going to be here next Thursday. Very exciting. You can get your tickets at myhrl.com. I'd love to hang out with Snoop. That'd be cool. It would. What? What are you looking at me like for? You wanted to hang out with Snoop by the pool over here? No?
You sure you ready for that?
Oh, yeah.
The deal, double G? Dogfather?
Go iguana catching.
Iguana catching?
Yeah.
All he have to do is take a couple of hits. He'll go catch anything with you.
You think he's still doing it like his prime days? Like his prime days.
Have you ever seen Snoop on that game show? Even on that game show.
Joker's Wild?
Snoop was calling UFC fights. Crazy.
Is that like, I mean, when you think about it, right? Back in the day, he was basically the second coming in NWA, right? But we just love us some Snoop.
He's America's sweetheart.
I mean, and he's done everything. I remember what was that? He was on what's that movie? It used to be a television show.
Oh, Starsky and Hutch?
Starsky and Hutch.
It was Huggy Bear.
That's Creeping Bent Grass right there. He did everything but roll it up and try to smoke it right on the golf course. I'm just saying.
So yesterday the Chargers get a huge, huge win. They win it late, go 4-2. I don't know where Kansas City's defenders were because Mike Williams was open the whole time. I mean, he diced everybody up yesterday. It was crazy.
I'm trying to figure out. How is Benjamin playing? I mean, they say, ooh, he's 6'5", 240.
Oh, Kelvin?
Kelvin.
Yeah, both of them were playing last night.
Right. 6'5", 240.
He's a big one.
Ooh.
He is.
That took
He is big.
I feel
that's
like
for
singing
sure,
Sweet Dreams.
But yeah, man. So have you been in that situation where you gotta go for the with the 2-point conversion?
I give you a perfect example.
Yeah, man.
So we played Houston in Cleveland one time. The weather was crappy. It was windy, slippery, everything, and it was a slugfest, right? We had beat them up so bad that they had no linebackers. So they were playing two DBs at linebacker.
Oh.
So we just start running it up and down the field. We catch up because we were down. It's about 15 seconds left to go in the game. We score a touchdown. Okay?
Down one.
Oh, no. It was 14-17. We have one play left. The ball's on the 2-yard line. Bill calls last timeout.
Oh, it's a touchdown to field goal. And he's calling for
it. Right. So he said, hey, we're destroying them. We don't have to go for it because we will beat them up in overtime because they don't have any linebackers. We're just marching up and down the field.
Gotcha.
So we're just going to kick the field goal. And everybody's like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, we don't have to go for it now because, I mean, they wanted the game to be over so bad.
Right.
Right? Matt Stover. Remember Matt Stover?
Yeah.
Okay. You all know him as Matt Stover, one of the most accurate kickers in the league.
Sure.
Well, back in those days, we knew him as Dugout. And you know why his name was Dugout?
No.
Because Matt Stover went into the game, went to kick what would be like a 23-yard field goal, and shanked it into the dugout.
The Indians dugout?
Yes. Game over. So we had all that conversation, and we overlooked the fact that he could actually miss this.
Right.
It was shorter than the field goal, a shorter than extra point. So that was my story about stones, no stones, you know, which, I mean, every situation is different. Usually here's the going theory behind that. Okay? If you're home, you send it into overtime. If you're on the road, you go for two.
Yeah.
That's the theory. But you gotta kinda get a feel for the game because there's no guarantees. You know, it depends on how you're playing, so that might not apply all the
time.
Things
in overtime, too, these days have gotten – it's gotten really – we've seen a lot a handful of ties this year. It feels like games are coming down in overtime closer with the ties because, you know, the way the kicks have gone and stuff like that. So,
it's only 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's really been a situation where it's more likely you can end up in a tie, so maybe just get it done there, too.
And the extra point is much longer than it used to be.
Now you have to consider this. Okay. It looks like, you know, Anthony Lynn had some boulders.
Yeah.
But what if I told you this? Win or lose, they're in the same boat. They're fifth.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Okay. But you have no chance of moving up if you lose. So you have to take that chance and risk and try to win.
Do you think they think about that too in the realm of the standings, or just like, man, we really could punch Cleveland, Kansas City right in the mouth here and send a message that, hey, you got something to play for these last 2 weeks?
I think here's what they do. They understand where they are. Okay, they're never going to tell the players, but the coaches are figuring out where they are. These conversations with these situations come up during the week with coaches,
right?
Okay, what are we going to do if we're here? What are we going to do if we're here? How do you feel about that? What are we going to do here? What, you know, everybody knows. For the same exact reason, you remember in the Super Bowl when, who was it? Not Wentz, but Foles came to the sideline and said, you want to run a Philly special.
Mm-hmm.
They had been working on it. They had talked about this is the when we're going to do it.
The comfort's there.
So everybody knew it had an opportunity of coming. It's the same thing. They knew if they got close what they were going to do.
Even if you're right, at the end of the day, standings-wise, it's not looked upon as a gutsy move. It still is a gutsy move because
– Oh, it's a gutsy move.
There's still a way you can go try and win the game taking the easy way.
Think about this. If you're 3-12 – and you're playing an undefeated team, and you get in that situation, what do you do?
Go for it. Right. Yeah, you go for it.
You see what I mean? It's kind of they have nothing to lose and everything to gain by going for it simply because Kansas City has that lead. The only chance you have of not being the fifth seed and one of the wild cards and having a great record and having to play the first week, which is ridiculous in itself, is beating Kansas City.
Yeah, the system's whack.
And the other
every system's like the only teams that just changed that were remember basketball was it basketball changed it?
Yes.
Yeah,
basketball changed it.
Yeah, you still got a playoff spot.
Basketball's different though. Basketball's different in that, you know, winning your division means nothing in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So
it used to give you a guaranteed four. They don't do that anymore.
You still got a playoff spot, but you're not guaranteed any of your seeding.
But keep in mind, okay, in football, if you play in a division where y'all just beat the hell out of each other, right, and you win a division, you no way should you be a wild card and be in the sixth spot because you have the worst
record.
It's
garbage, man.
Right.
I don't like it. That happened in 2008. The Patriots finished with 11 wins too, and they didn't
even make the playoffs.
They didn't make the playoffs that year when the Dolphins won the division.
And the 8-8 Chargers won their division. They got to have a home playoff game.
Remember when Seattle?
Yeah, was we talked about that yesterday. Seattle and New Orleans. They got to host New Orleans, and they beat the hell. That was the beast mode game.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the best run. People talk about these whippersnappers talking about Derrick Henry.
I heard Dan talking this morning, and he had a good point. Does anybody have any idea who's going to win a Super Bowl?
Nah, I mean,
wait. If I told you right now.
I have to pick?
No. If I told you right now, in a month and a half, the San Diego Chargers are going to be football champions of the world, would you be shocked? How far down the list you got to go to be shocked?
I would have been shocked before yesterday.
But that's what I'm saying.
I would have been shocked
as of right now.
You know how you were talking yesterday about the Chiefs, how they're just one of those teams you don't exactly trust.
Right.
LA is kind of that team to me because they got
LA, right because they've been this good. They've been scoring a bunch of points.
But their franchise guy is still their franchise guy. Like with Kansas City, I don't think that because Mahomes is still doing crazy stuff out there.
He is.
He really.
But again,
you gotta be concerned with it with that secondary. I mean, they got diced up yesterday.
Do you know how many years? And this even since I was playing. Kansas City would have a great record, and the closer you get to the end of the season, they'd be nowhere to be found. Like, they've been 13-3, 14-2, 13-3, 13-3, 12-4, and they can't do anything.
They've lost, like, six home playoff games in a row.
Conversely, San Diego at least made it to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. God, that was a while ago.
Right, but still. When was the last time Kansas City went to the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Right, Hank Stram, they won the Super Bowl.
60s.
Right. Now, of all the teams that have had great records to not even make the Super Bowl, those two teams are it.
So you think this Sunday, Minnesota, we get into a clutch situation? Is Adam Gase going to punt again, or is he going to go Anthony Lynn to get some onions?
You kind of got to play. You got to play the situation.
That's what I want to see, man. I want to see grumpy old Gase. Come on, put him on the table.
But you have to understand, okay? The situations are totally different. The situation, like, it's easy to make that decision when you have nothing to lose.
Well, the situation, yeah, you don't really have anything to lose. They got to go win.
They already have a playoff spot.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Dolphins, though.
The Dolphins have to win.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different if. You now are down one. You score a touchdown. Do you go for two and you have to win? Or do you play the overtime?
They'll be on the road.
They're on the road. They got to go for it. Gots to go.
Man. You
put them on the table, Gaser.
You know what you guys will be doing Monday morning.
What? Depends on the play call.
Oh!
Now, listen. If you make a bad play call, then we're going to roast you.
So, question.
What?
Any play that doesn't score would be a bad play call.
No, that's not true.
You are a liar.
It's not true. It's not true. Robbie, there's sound logic in some plays. You could just see them. It's just the execution's not there. But if a play's ridiculous.
Let me tell you why.
Come on.
Here's what you deem ridiculous. They go four wides.
Yeah, yep.
They have a back in the backfield.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
All the quarterback doing is counting bodies.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 5-6 bodies in the box. According to those rules, you run the ball. He runs it and gets stuffed.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're not
gutless.
Right.
Exactly.
Also, don't throw the fade. Garbage play.
Oh, no, no. You can't throw the fade.
Don't throw the fade.
And Ryan Tannehill, this is his worst pass. You can never throw the fade.
You can't throw the fade.
What? And don't do the rollout play where you roll out to one side of the field.
Right, all right. But come up with something aggressive. You know, really go after him.
You eliminated all the goal line plays.
No, do some misdirection. Nah.
You know, let's be innovative.
This direction on a 2-yard line, Robbie?
Yeah, let's be innovative. You have a wide receiver come in motion across. Maybe you fake
quarterback guru, Gaser. Let's go. Offensive wizard.
Let me explain something to you. You guys are terrible. You'd be terrible coaches. Terrible coaches. You, especially you.
Why?
Oh, my goodness. You get blown out every week.
No, that's not what.
Because
that's
you know
true.
Why? Because your whole thing is, I got to show that I have stones. That's all you care about.
Yeah.
4th and 5 at midfield, stones. Go for it.
I don't like laid back. I don't like it.
Well, it depends on the situation. If your defense is really bad and you're playing against Tom Brady or Andrew Luck, you might want to go for it. This situation, I think you might punt it now because it's Kirk Cousins. If you punt it.
You want to know why? Like the Jaguars, they all of a sudden decide to put Blake Bortles in a box. You know, they all of a sudden the boys shriveled up, and this Tom Coughlin wants to act like he's all, oh, I'm so tough, I'll put on the gloves and fight. Oh, okay, well, where were these big old Fruit Loops when it came to the AFC Championship game? He turtled up.
You guys are the worst. I'm literally talking to two people who there are no ramifications for the decisions that they would like to make.
There are ramifications.
No.
They're Madden football play call?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it depends on your defense. If my defense is a lot better, I probably punt and play defense more. If my defense isn't going to stop them anyway.
Defense in overtime, Robbie. Yeah. You got to go for it.
Yeah.
You got to go for it. But don't screw it up. Don't screw it up. Magnificent Seven is next. Ah, yeah, man. It is that time. Every single Friday, Robbie will give you his best 7 plays of the weekend. If you want to get in on the action, we call it the Magnificent 7. If you want to get in on the action here at the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room, you got your Night Owl High Hands Sunday, December 16th from 2:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Qualifying begins at 2 a.m. $100 every 30 minutes for all you Night Owls out there who want to get in that late action. I know Robbie's been known to do that time to time. Head on over here late. You can't soar with the owls, Robbie, if you don't hoot with the eagles.
That's right. And action is action. You got to take it where you can get it.
That's a saying. Yeah. I reversed it for gambling purposes.
It is a saying. Al Golden said
number it. One, Robbie.
All right. Well, you know, it's bowl season starting tomorrow, right?
I know.
Now, you guys are wondering tonight, what are you guys going to do to pass the time before bowl season starts tomorrow? What can I do? Aha. South Dakota State at North Dakota State, the FCS semifinals. North Dakota State is a 12-point favorite. That game's on 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN2 if you need some action tonight. Now, the first time around, South Dakota State, they were close. They only lost by 4. However, though, last time they had the rematch in the playoffs, North Dakota State won 36-10. And if you guys don't know about the Bison cover train, it is a thing. 3 playoff home covers in a row, 5 of their last 6, and then just overall games outright this year, they have covered 4 games in a row. I know South Dakota State, they won on the road last week. The line wants you to take South Dakota State and the 12 points, but don't buy it. Take the Bison. Give the 12. Stay on the train.
Number 2, Robbie.
All right, now we get to bowl season. North Carolina A&T versus Alcorn State in the Celebration Bowl. It's the HBCU Championship. The MEAC against the SWAC. Oh, it's going to be an epic halftime show. Just for that.
Yeah, there you go.
Love the swag.
NCA&T is giving 8 points, which I'm throwing 4 trout at because both teams are really good. Both
hey, that's a black school. You got to throw catfish at that.
That's 4 catfish. 4 catfish at that.
Fried.
I mean, both teams are really good. One team's 9-2, the other team's 9-3. Every game in this history of this bowl game has been decided by 7 points or less. In fact, NCA&T played Alcorn State in their first ever Celebration Bowl back in 2015, and they only won by 7. There's some SWAC pride. The MEAC, they lead the series 2-1 in this bowl. The SWAC wants to even it up. And you know who the coach is for Alcorn State?
No.
Fred McNair, Steve McNair's brother. He's going to be coaching. Take Alcorn State take the 8 points. It's always close.
Number three, Robbie.
Now, it might not be close to the Bands, but at least to the game it'll be close. Tulane against Louisiana. This is the Cure Bowl. Tulane is a 3.5-point favorite. Now, this is a heated rivalry. Now, they don't always play, but they hate each other. It's like Miami and Florida. Only 135 miles separates these two schools. The Rage of Cajuns, they have covered 8 out of their last 10 games. They've also covered 4 out of their last 6 against Tulane. Tulane is coming in a little bit. They've lost. They haven't lost, but they haven't covered 3 games in a row. Rivalry game, you always take the points. Give me the Rage of Cajuns. Give me the 3.5 points.
Damn. Bragging rights.
I didn't know that was a thing.
And oh,
I'm
it's
from
a thing.
Louisiana.
Number four, Robbie.
Utah State against North Texas in the New Mexico Bowl. Utah State is a 7.5-point favorite. Now, both teams had really hot coaches going into this game. One of their coaches, Utah State's head coach, he got hired away by Texas Tech. He will not be coaching in this game. They're going to be riding out with the interim. North Texas, their coach, he's staying in school at least for this year. Utah State is on a 2-game losing streak against the spread. Both teams have high-scoring offenses, but North Texas is a little bit better defensively, giving up only 21 points per game as opposed to 23 points per game. Interim coach, don't give that many points. Take North Texas. Take the 7.5.
Number five, Robbie.
Ah, the Las. Oh, I got to have the Las Vegas Bowl.
Of course.
It's a rule.
Goes without saying.
Arizona State against Fresno State. Fresno State is a 6.5-point favorite, which
is this Herm's bowl debut.
This is Herm's bowl debut. The line opened at 4, and a lot of money is pouring into Fresno State because Fresno State is ranked. They have the number 21 next to this game. But let me tell you something. Last time Fresno State played in this bowl game as a ranked team against an unranked Pac-12 team, you know what the final score was? They lost 45-20 to USC. Fresno State, very overrated. In fact, the Pac-12 has won 3 out of the last 4 against the Mountain West in this bowl game. Herm Edwards, by the way, he's Mr. Underdog. He is 5-2 against the spread as an underdog with 3 outright wins. He's exceeded lots of expectations there at Arizona State. And Fresno has not covered their last 3 games as a favorite. Take Herm because he's going to play to win the game. Give me the 6.5 points.
Herm Edwards, the underdog monster. Crazy. Number 6, Robbie.
Ah, the New Orleans Bowl. Middle Tennessee against Appalachian State. Appalachian State is a 7-point favorite. Appalachian State also dealing with an interim coach. Their coach left to take the job at Louisville, and it's the last game for Brent Stockstill, the quarterback for Middle Tennessee State, the quarterback, the coach's son. And Middle Tennessee's quarterback, way better than Appalachian State's quarterback. In fact, Stockstill, 28 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and he's thrown the ball 427 times. The other quarterback for Appalachian State, Zach Thomas, a little bit more conservative, only 230 passing attempts. That's why he only has 18 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Middle Tennessee covered 5 out of the last 6, and their defense is pretty good. They've given up 17 or less in 4 out of the last 7. Give me the 7 points against an interim coach. Give me the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee and the Stockstills and the 7 points.
And number 7, Robbie.
Oh. You thought you only had 1 game tonight. You'd be wrong. The Division III championship game. They call this the Stag Bowl. They actually have Roman numerals on it. I believe it's Stag Bowl number 46. It is Mary Hardin Baylor versus Mount Union. Mary Hardin Baylor is giving 2.5 points. This is the championship game, folks. I'm going to throw 3 tilapia at this. Because both teams are undefeated. This is number 1.
That's against white people catfish.
Tilapia is a Division III fish.
This is number 1 against number 2. Both teams are undefeated. In fact, they played in the championship game last year, and Mount Union won 12-0. Mount Union, they have won 13 Division III championship games in their history, and they have made 21 appearances. Mary Hardin Baylor has only won once. You can call Mount Union the Alabama of Division III, and you're getting 2.5 points. You take that all day. Give me Mount Union and the plus 2.5. Some Division III action tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Super excited, man. Well done, Robbie. That is the Magnificent Seven. Robbie gives you his best 7 plays of the weekend. Never fails. Never fails. And so it looks like, speaking of bowls, it looks like Manny Diaz is going to coach in the Pinstripe Bowl. He's going
to. Yeah, who else
they
going
to
get?
I don't know. Except one of the guys there. I don't know. It's a Pinstripe Bowl.
It's just for 1 game.
Yeah, he's just there for 1 game. But I did find it a little odd because aren't they playing the same day?
Yeah, Temple does play in the same day.
It's a little weird to me.
He's not coaching Temple.
No, but like,
but usually, like they make an appearance.
Yeah, you don't want to do a little scouty scout. check it out? Or are you going to go, like, are you going to, I guess he's just going to be there and just parachute in, do things his way. I don't know.
FaceTime?
Wouldn't it be weird if Miami played Temple?
Oh, it would have super awkward.
I don't think he would have taken the job.
Well, he would have taken the job, but he wouldn't have coached. He wouldn't have coached the game.
No, he wouldn't have coached the game. You can't take the job of the team you're playing in a bowl game. That's weird, man.
I mean, a job's a job.
But he has a job. Take another job. He would have gone to Appalachian
now,
State.
Now, question. Should you be mad at Manny for leaving or Miami for not paying?
I'm not really mad at anybody.
No, I'm not. But I'm just
really
saying.
Not. I think he wanted to go coach. I told you my theory. I think he wants to go coach. I think he sees that the ship is sinking. His resume is hot as hell right now. Get out while you still can. Get a high raise. Make your resume beef up a little bit. Be the Miami coach in 4 years.
How does hell doesn't get you Temple?
What?
How does hell get you a major job?
Temple's the thing.
Yeah, Temple's the next step. You know, like you play, it's like Mario Kart. You really want to play up to the level. Once you get to that first jump, then all the other stuff is gravy. But you got to get to that first advancement.
Mario Kart.
Yeah, man. You know about that green shell?
Oh.
Red one was a homing one to come after you.
I just think if he was a hot coaching prospect, I mean, there would have been better offers than Temple, right?
I mean, all the big schools have already hired their coaches.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
I think he's just about, like, if you've never been a head coach, Temple seems about right, man.
And in 2 years, he can get another job.
I'll tell you what, like, if they would have won like they did the year before, then I think he would have gotten the big boy jobs.
Right. That's
And that's why I say he's getting out while the getting's good.
So he already lost a little oomph.
Little steam.
Last year.
He goes, oh, this is not the same offers that there were last year.
Right.
And you know, respect, you want to stay on and get the national championship, but now he sees.
What?
You want to stay on and try to get the national championship, but now you got to go. Got to go. You see that Mark Richt is not changing his ways. Mark Richt complex is coming through. It's seeping through onto the coaching staff now.
What does that got to do with defense?
Oh, it's huge because this why. Mark Richt doesn't want to have somebody who can threaten his job security in-house. It's very bad look. You want to be the guy, and he's been trying so long to be the guy forever.
Question.
Yeah.
You do realize Mark Richt hired him.
I understand.
So why would you have that complex when you hired the guy?
Oh, because you didn't know it was going to be this good. I mean, look, the guy coached the worst defense in Texas history. I mean, you know, this is where things got right for him. So you see that he's found his stride, and all of a sudden people are like, hey, he's more popular than I am. What the bleep? I was Mark Richt. I was the hot thing. I was doing the backflips off the high dive. People loved me. They loved when I talked about sandwiches. Now Manny Diaz is the guy? It threatens your ego.
You know coaches don't think like that, right?
Please, they're humans. That's how everybody thinks.
Conspiracy? Go take the Temple job. 2 years, you become the savior coming back.
I literally just said that 4 minutes ago.
Eh?
Yes.
Hey, can I ask you a question? And I'm going to just make a small suggestion.
Houston, we have a problem.
If you're going to drop the boom down because you have something to say, at least listen to what has happened
Please.
Before you.
-1.
Oh. -1.
Who's talking?
You're like, wait, conspiracy. Was that conspiracy like, did it go into your brain because you had it on your headphones? And then you're just like, hey, wait a second.
Actually, at one point, I actually took the headphones off. So actually,
you know, Kenny Berry made 39 free throws in a row.
You probably have heard it. Hey, do you know that the LA is putting up like 34 billboards for Paul George to recruit him? Good God. Oh, man.
Did you watch that any of that Houston game?
How about, speaking of Team Petty, how about LeBron putting the hands behind his back because they were so mad at the referees? They were getting LeBron was so frustrated with the ticky-tack calls on James Harden because James Harden, he's the master.
Oh, my god.
He's
goodness.
The master.
I've never seen a guy get so many foul calls.
I hate
so
watching him.
Slow.
And I don't. A lot of people hate watching because they think he's got a bad game. I hate watching him because he's frustrating as hell.
Oh, yeah.
He's like it's like watching a warlock on the court. He's just like foul. He reminds me of the Chappelle Prince, like playing basketball. Yeah. Foul, going to the line.
It's pretty amazing.
And so LeBron he literally goes Tyson Fury, puts the hands behind his back, right before the possession starts to show the refs like, oh, I'm not gonna touch him. I'm not gonna touch him. It's like
did he blow by him?
Yeah, of course. That just showed his point.
Man, because it was close. They couldn't get within five. They kept getting five.
50-point triple-double, though. I mean, come on. From Harden? That's crazy. That was bananas. A big win for them because the Lakers have been playing really well. They have been playing really well.
Yeah.
And I would say they're probably competing for a lot of the same trade pieces. There was an interesting Heat rumor with the Heat and Lakers. I'll tell you about that next.